From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO demands an explanation for Russian air incursions. Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Turkish planes escorted the Russian jets from territory along the Syrian border after the breaches on October 3rd and 4th. A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. Here is Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
NATO member Turkey warned Russia would be responsible for any undesired incident if another breach takes place. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word comes from U.S. Army General John Campbell, the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. The general told reporters at the Pentagon Monday he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim countries reached agreement Monday on a free trade partnership. That pact will lower trade barriers and set commercial rules for 40% of the world economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was signed in Atlanta, Georgia. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the coming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government for 10 years in various capacities as finance minister, director of budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News.